Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard. The phone number is 337-233-4017. Serving Acadiana for over 50 years.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump remain at the White House today after the president announced they had both tested positive for the coronavirus. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Trump does have mild symptoms. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, notes that Trump's diagnosis came after he was regularly tested.
I've been a big fan of testing, which the White House does do, but I have said testing alone is not enough. And anybody who is in close proximity to the president should absolutely be wearing a mask. And that has not been happening. And the point of other people wearing a mask is to protect him.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Trump has often disdained the wearing of masks. Vice President Pence and his wife Karen have tested negative for the coronavirus, and so have some other cabinet officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has been tested for the coronavirus too, but has not yet received her results. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is wishing the president and first lady a swift recovery. NPR's Sam Gringlas has more.
In a tweet this morning, Biden wrote that he and his wife Jill, quote, will continue to pray for the health and safety of the president and his family. Biden did not say whether he's been tested again. The former vice president shared a stage with Trump during Tuesday's presidential debate for 90 minutes. While Trump has resumed big campaign rallies, Biden has respected local regulations and held mostly small roundtables and speeches with small, masked audiences. Before the news broke last night, Biden tweeted that Trump is doing everything he can to distract from the handling of the pandemic. But with the president's positive test, the coronavirus is likely to be front and center again in the final weeks of this campaign. Sam Gringlas, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris has tested negative for the coronavirus. Several world leaders are sending President Trump good wishes. That includes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is wishing Trump a speedy recovery. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu, a close Trump ally, tweeted, "Like millions of Israelis, Sarah, his wife, and I are thinking of President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump and wish our friends a full and speedy recovery." Other Israeli officials tweeted similar wishes. Top Palestinian officials who cut ties with the Trump administration have not commented. Meanwhile, one of Israel's leading ultra-Orthodox rabbis has tested positive for the virus, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He had been in quarantine after coming in contact with a coronavirus carrier, but a couple days ago he reportedly violated his quarantine and hosted visitors. Infections are high in Israel's ultra-Orthodox community. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 168 points at 27,653. You're listening to NPR News. The Labor Department has released employment figures for the month of September. 661,000 new jobs were created last month. That's less than half the number reported for August. The unemployment rate fell to 7.9%. But that's mostly because discouraged workers stopped looking for employment. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron is under a court order to release recordings today of grand jury proceedings involving the death of Breonna Taylor. From member station WFPL, Amina Alahi reports there are more than 20 hours of audio.
A Jefferson County judge ordered the release of the recordings as part of the criminal proceedings against former Louisville police detective Brett Hankison. He pleaded not guilty this week to charges of wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment of Breonna Taylor's neighbor on the night Taylor was killed by police. No one was charged for her killing. Questions surrounding the case have prompted many to call for the release of the grand jury recordings. Attorney General Cameron initially said the grand jury agreed that the officers who shot Taylor were justified because her boyfriend fired first. However, this week he said the only charge recommended to the grand jury was wanton endangerment. For NPR News, I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.
Several wildfires continue to burn in the West. In Oregon, the Holiday Farm Fire east of the city of Eugene has now charred more than 270 square miles. It's about 70% contained. In Northern California, the August Complex Fire is half contained. That has burned more than 1,500 square miles. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing cloud backup, full system backup, and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR and Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we do invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, do stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We start off this hour by going back to 1965 and listening to Buddy Guy recording for Chess Records. It hadn't been 10 years at this point since Buddy Guy had left Baton Rouge and headed for the Windy City. Here he is with a number of fours that would later be covered by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy with Leave My Girl Alone.
Kick it off with something like this. We'll be right back. got that view from my back. Keep it burning, babe. Got that view from my back.
Tab Benoit with Louisiana's LaRue from a disc called Night Train to Nashville. And that disc came out in 2008. Tab Benoit, of course, from Houma, Louisiana. Before we heard Tab, we heard Buddy Guy, also originally from Louisiana. We heard Buddy Guy from 1965. Buddy opened up the second hour of the Blues Box for us this morning here on KRVS with a number called Leave My Girl Alone. We're going to turn next to someone else from Baton Rouge. Buddy was, he wasn't from Baton Rouge, but Lettsworth, Louisiana, anyway, close by. We're going to turn to Larry Garner. He's been heralded as a really good contemporary blues songwriter. He talks about a lot of contemporary issues, that sort of thing. We're going to turn to his first disc called Two Blues. And it was given that title because he had approached another well-known record company with his material, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. They were a blues label. They said, it's too blues. So Larry went with the JSP Records out of England, and he's been going with foreign record labels ever since. He's very popular in Europe. Here he is from the disc Two Blues. It came out in 1994. Larry Garner with Doghouse Blues.
Like it's about every week or so. Y'all, I stay in the doghouse. I swear I look like it's about every week or so. I get in from playing these blues and drinking. My baby, she'll lock the door. Now the other night when I got home, oh, she was real upset with me, and she told me through the door, Larry, here it is 4:30 in the morning, you come in here smelling like bar funk, been out there playing the blues and drinking all night long. Why don't you just go on back out there where you just come from? Now, I didn't kick the dough down, because if I had, who was going to have to fix it? I just stumble on around outside the house, look down at that old half-breed Catahoula of mine. And I swear, when I looked at the dog, he started talking to me, y'all. Made me feel so bad. Said, Larry, you done messed up again, ain't you? I said, yeah. He said, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, because I used to be kind of free about giving up my house when you make these mistakes in life. But as you see, I got a wife and 13 puppies. Just ain't no room for you no more. It's a cold feeling when your dog puts you out. Won't let you stay in his house no more. You know it's a cold, cold feeling when the dog you feed locked the door. Make you want to play some blues.
but I ain't got you. I got a closet full of clothes, and no matter where I go, you keep a ring in my nose, but I ain't got you. I got a tavern and a liquor store. I hit the number 444. I got a mojo, I don't you know, I'm all dressed up and no place to go. I got women to the left of me, I got women to the right of me, I got women all around me, but I ain't got you.
Billy Moore Arnold from his one of his comeback discs of the mid-1990s, El Dorado Cadillac. The song is actually entitled Ain't Got You. It's an old Jimmy Reed tune. Reed recorded that one back in 1955, a really, really rockin' blues tune. And the band, the Yardbirds, took the same song and changed the El Dorado to a Maserati. Wasn't as good as Jimmy Reed's version or as good as Billy Boy Arnold's. Billy Boy back in the 50s had been heavily influenced by Sonny Boy Williamson the First and performed and recorded with all sorts of people back then, got a straight job for years, and after he retired from that, back into music. Billy Boy Arnold was preceded by Larry Garner. We heard Larry Garner from his, what was his first disc, Two Blues, came out in 1994. He did a number for us called Doghouse Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Missy Anderson, a fine vocalist. She's toured with all sorts of people over the years, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Robert Cray, Keb Moe, Kenny Neal, and also ended up marrying a Danish-born guitarist, Kid Anderson, who's been in the United States for years and set up his own studio. Missy had a disc out back in 2009. Here she is from that disc doing a number that Etta James made famous in the late 1960s.
You've been misused. Come talk to me and I will do what you choose. I want to tell mama all about it. girl you had didn't have no sense. She wasn't worth all the time that you spent. She had another man throw you out doors. Well, now that same man is wearing your clothes. I want you to tell mama, oh, valley. Tell mama what you need. Tell mama what you want. Now make everything go.
Support for KRVS comes from Festival Acadien et Creole Virtual Edition, bringing you live and on-demand performances, an online crafts fair, a virtual race, and more. October 9th through the 11th. Details at festivalacadien.com.
Take it, see, the day I said I do to you was such a mistake, but I'm singing ooh, ooh, the man he's gone and now I'm finally free. We'll be right back.
the trash and I'm selling this diamond ring. Today is a new day. I'm a brand new single girl. There'll be no more lip from you and I'm taking on the world. And I'm singing, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Great God Almighty, I'm finally free. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Mary Jo Curry from a self-titled debut disc that came out back in 2016. She's had another one out since that time, and both of them done well with as far as getting airplay in blues. She's originally from Illinois and professionally trained in voice and theater and then was bitten by the blues bug. Mary Jo Curry was preceded by Missy Anderson. We heard Missy Anderson do a version of Tell Mama. And we turn next year on KRVS to the Cashbox Kings. We're going to listen to them from, they've had a few discs out, I think three total at least. We're going to listen to one that came out last year called Hail to the Kings. The group is centered around a duet consisting of a songwriter and blues harp player Joe Nozick from Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago blues man Oscar Wilson on vocals. They're going to do a number called I'm the Man Down There. This one has sort of an interesting genesis. There was a tune that Sonny Boy Williamson recorded a couple of times called One Way Out. Others have done it too. Willie Dixon wrote it. And a guy by the name of G.L. Crockett in 1965 took the melody, changed it from a mambo beat to a Jimmy Reed groove, and recorded a song called There's a Man Down There. And anyway, it was a top 10 hit. It's a Man Down There is the name of the tune. And it was so popular that Jimmy Reed recorded a sequel to it, in a sense, called I'm the Man Down There. Here are the Cashbox Kings with that song. Jubilee Time. From 1970, that was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocal Sykes. By this time, living in New Orleans, he had, of course, been on the Chicago scene and the St. Louis scene. His recording career started in the late 1920s. We heard the Cashbox Kings just before hearing Roosevelt Sykes. They did a number called I'm the Man Down There, again, a hit back when the original recording was done in 65. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to Little Brother Montgomery, born in Kentwood, Louisiana, heard barrel house pianists playing at his father's place and ended up becoming a fine Chicago blues pianist. From 1933, here's Little Brother Montgomery with a number called Louisiana Blues.
I was born in Fresno by the big rock county jail. By the big rock county jail. I did not have nobody, mama, to go my bonnie bill. Louisiana, where I long to be. Louisiana, where I long to be. I got a cool kind put in my bone, waiting there for me. Mama, I'm going back to the Lone Star State. I'm back to the Lone Star State. Won't you watch out, put in my bone? I swear you can't make me late.
Beats about it. Played Little Brother a long time. Now that's what I say.
Now the big bell keep on ringing, and the little bell she sounded tone. The little bell she sailed it on. Mama, I'm lonely, 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 and a long, long way from home. Now, mama, this old place don't seem like home to me. Don't seem like home to me. That's why I'm so worried, mama, heartbroken as I can be.
Yeah.
Great combination of boogie-woogie pianist Pete Johnson and blues shouter Big Joe Turner. That, of course, was a number called Rollin' Pete. And between 1951 and 56, Big Joe Turner had a string of R&B hits, just chart toppers. In fact, one of his best known was Shake, Rattle, and Roll, got to number one back in 1954. He was preceded, or they were preceded, by Little Brother Montgomery, whom we heard from 1933 during Louisiana Blues. And we turn next here on the Blues Box on KRVS to some Delta Blues recorded in Chicago by Tommy McLennan. He recorded from 1939 through 1942, had a number of records that heavily influenced other blues artists. Here is Tommy McLennan with a number called Classy May Blues.
Sweet woman, she sure don't do nothing wrong. Classy May is my sweet woman, I don't lie to do nothing wrong. And when she happen to do something wrong, oh Lord, she makes it right home. Classy May, you know you misuse me. You misuse me without a call. Classy May, you know you misuse me. Oh Lord, you misuse me without a call. But some of these old days, I'm gonna get around the corner and get your ashes whole. You know you didn't want me, nah. Why didn't you tell me so? Classy May, you know you didn't want me. Why in the world don't you tell me so? Cause you know I can get me a pretty woman most anywhere poor Tommy go. Now if that's your man, by your good luck and key. Yes, good God Almighty. Now, if that's your man, Classy May, by your good luck and key. Cause that's the only way you can stay away from me. Now, right last night, I couldn't sleep for crying. I said all night last night, Classy May, you know I couldn't sleep for crying. I was thinking about somebody had to long this line.
Many days I've been misled. Rocks was my pillar, stone was my bed. But after all, my heart traveling things about coming my way. I walk the road from town to town. All of my best friends, they turned me down. But after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. When I was in jail, they criticized. They told a judge some dirty lies. But after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. Play it for me now. Wall. They were so glad to see my downfall. But after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. They went back home and began to shout, 'cause I was in trouble and couldn't get out. But after all, my heart traveling, things about coming my way. Don't take nobody to be your friend. They will forsake you just at the end. But after all, my heart traveling, about coming my way.
Tampa Red on guitar and vocals with Georgia Tom Dorsey on piano. That's one of Tampa's classics. He and Georgia Tom recorded that in New York City back in February of 1932. Before that, we heard Tommy McLennan recorded in Chicago, probably early 1940s. Again, he recorded from 1939 and 1942. Tommy McLennan on guitar and vocals doing Classy May Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the more contemporary Piedmont blues duet of Cephas and Wiggins, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. We're going to go to their 1995 release on Alligator Records. Cool Down is the name of the disc. Here they are from that disc with Man Without a Future.
I woke up the other morning, I had a world and rolling string, but my good girl drove and left me and took nearly everything. I'm a man without a future. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. She left me a broken watch and a radio that won't play. She left me a broken heart that don't seem to go away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. I called a psychic hotline to help me through the day. They remember I spent my paycheck and throw the stuff away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. Thank you. out in the country, build your shack without walls. Put my radio on the table and I hang my watch upon the wall. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a pal. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. I'm gonna move way out on the country, get out on my bended knees. I'm gonna plead and cry and beg, oh Lordy, Lordy, please. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast.
Once again, Cephas and Wiggins from 1995. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. You can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. Find us online at krvs.org. That's our website. And we are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks and like to let you know that our fall fundraiser will commence starting October 23rd and run through November 1st. It's going to be a virtual fundraiser. We won't be answering any phones due to the strictures in place as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're hoping that those of you who have received mail-outs will respond to them and get them in. And also, if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider membership. You can pledge your support securely online at any time to KRVS at krvs.org. We have